clothes.
Okay, the whole outfit that a man wears would be a new
outfit. A new outfit.
Okay, but you might generally talking about the pants and the coat and the vest. You'd call it an
suit,
and not an old suit, but
a new suit.
Okay, if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them what?
Make stick out.
Okay, another way you might say that.
Yeah, I would say stick out.
Okay, another way. Look how his pockets are.
Puffed out, bulged out, or puffed out.
Okay, what's that other word?
Bulged out.
Okay. And a woman may wear around her wrist a watch. She might also wear something that she thinks is pretty.
A bracelet.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
A umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed. Maybe women take a lot of pride in them. They look pretty. The thing that goes all over the blankets and
spread. Bed spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put a you lay your head on a
pillow.
And what about if it goes all the way across the bed?
Bolster.
Bolster.
Okay. How would you say that? The bolster didn't go part of the way across the bed. It went
all the way.
Okay. And besides the blanket you may use on the bed to keep warm, you may use a
quilt.
And anything else that was made out of little bits of cloth a long time ago.
Oh, you call them the coffin.
Coffin.
Okay. And if you're talking about the soil out there in that field, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
good. Rich.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, we go ahead and test it now. You know, we test.
To find out if it's very
good. What sort of fertilizer need?
Okay. And do you use the word fertile or fertile?
Fertilized.
But do you use it to say that soil is very fertile?
Very good.
Okay, you wouldn't say fertile.
No.
Okay. What about grassland? Just a big area of grassland. You got a word for that?
Well.
Maybe it was good for nothing except raising grass. You'd never plant cotton or corn on it.
Is all
your land good enough to plant things on?
Yeah.
Okay, you ever heard anybody talk about that land's not good for anything, isn't just?
Just grow grass, pasture.
Okay. What about if there was land that had water standing in it a good bit of the time? What would you call land?
I'd call that flat land or either bottom.
Okay. But isn't bottom supposed to be pretty rich land?
Well, if it don't hold water, but you call that a flat land.
Okay.
A pond.
Okay, what about swamp?
Well, now swamps are just growed up.
Okay. What different, any other different kinds of soil, or words that you could describe the soil in a field? That field over there is pretty...
Yeah, that's the old field over there. It got good soil, but this over here, it ain't soil, ain't good.
Okay, have you ever heard any of these words? Buckshot, muck, loam, loom, gumbo, sandy. Did you ever use any of them to describe land? And if so, what would it mean?
Well, I have heard the word that's land over there is sandy land.
What about loam?
I ain't heard that in the buckshot.
Is that, you heard of buckshot either?
No, man.
Okay.
That's sandy land.
If there's a lot of water on the land and they're trying to get it off, you'd say they're getting water off the swamp. They're what?
Getting it off.
Okay. Are
draining.
How's that?
Draining.
Okay.